I had a friend, he lived in the country. I called him up and asked him to visit me. He'd never seen the city before. Civilized life he had yet to explore. And I planned a big day for us. Tall buildings and culture and such. I waited for him at gate 23. So many things that he had to see. Highways and crowds and all the new fashions. I could not wait to see his reaction. His naive eyes had to see just what had impacted me. I held back a chuckle as I assessed him. My brand new black Bentley was sure to impress him. We headed downtown, the city was hopping. A car in distress, we passed without stopping. You must know that this made me sad, but there was too much fun to be had. We weaved through the crowd on 7th and Mopsine. My friend looked disturbed by my daily routine. Pushing and shoving and choking on smog. Dodging the winos, gone to the dogs. Then out of nowhere my friend's eyes lit up. His head, it was tilted, his ears, they were cupped. With one eyebrow lifted, he listened intently. He motioned me toward him and ever so gently turned over a leaf on a sidewalk tree. And there sat a cricket playing for me. I asked, how did you hear his sweet song through the din? That was the first time I saw my friend grin. He held up a coin and let it fall to the ground. As soon as it landed, 10 folks turned around. Then I heard the cricket, and that's when I knew. It has to do with what you're tuned into. It has to do with what you're tuned into.